the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. We hope you stay well. RadioMD.com has as its symbol staying well, and that's what this program is all about. It is how to take control of your genes so you have the best possible life. We have a great show for you lined up today. Wellness foreplay. We're going to start out with talking about those states with high vaccination rates. Do you think they have more or less cancer? E-cigarette use tripling among high schoolers. What it means for smoking rates and what's happening to smoking rates among high schoolers. What to do if you're exercising but gaining weight. Long-term shift work linked to decreased brain function and memory loss. And what you can do if you run into a generic drug whose price is soaring, as many are. And regular pot smokers have shrunken brains. Is it due to the pot, or is it the pot is due to the shrinking brains? We'll talk about that, as well as the gut bacteria that is linked to heart failure and purpose of life being a boon to your health. Why? And we have a great guest in the segment at the bottom of the hour, 52 new food challenges, and a wonderful partner on the show. Say hello, Bridge.
Hello.
So Bridget's here with us today, as we hope are you. You can call us anytime, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, to talk to us, and we hope you will call in. The guest at the bottom of the hour, Jennifer Tyler Lee, co-author and creator of Crunch of Color, 52 New Food Challenges, a wonderful, interesting book. We'll talk to her about why she called it the 52 New Foods Challenge, what it means. In also, we have today, Gary Ginsberg will be talking about what's toxic and what's not, the cardiovascular risks in a glass of water, how might smart toilets revolutionize public health, cancer on campus, tanning beds are now common. Are your genes toxic? What does that mean? Well, skinny jeans may be toxic, and we'll talk about that. And laundry pods are poisoning toddlers again. But let's go and first start out with states with the highest HPV vaccination rates have less cancer. I'm going to actually ask Bridge, have you gotten an HPV vaccine, and were you told to get it?
I did get my HPV vaccine, and I was told to get it.
And that's the message, that in this study, the study found that the states with the highest vaccination rate for human papillomavirus, which can protect against cervical, anal, vaginal, and vulvar cancers, have the highest rates of cervical cancer. That is, the states with the lowest vaccination rate have the highest cancer rates, and it is also states where the physician tells the person to get vaccinated that have the highest vaccination rates and the lowest cancer rates. So about 6 per 100,000 women develop cervical cancer each year in Massachusetts, as opposed to 10 per 100,000 in Arkansas. And in Arkansas, the vaccination rate is 41%. In Massachusetts, it's 69%. Higher vaccination rates, lower risk of cancer. And it is indeed the strong recommendation from healthcare providers to adolescents that leads to getting the vaccine and protecting against cancer. Do you know, Bridge, that this protected against cancer?
Do I know what?
That the HPV vaccine, which you got, protects against a lot of cancers?
I did, because my primary care physician made me aware of it, and my mom aware of it as well, which I think is are both really important, to make the child aware and then also the parent aware, because a lot of parents have a negative outlook on vaccines sometimes.
Now, the next story is one of those that is a top 10 story of the week. It is, in fact, number 5, and it is e-cigarette use triples among high schoolers. That is, e-cigarettes, which many consider a gateway drug to cigarette use, meaning if you're smoking e-cigarettes, you're going to go there, has increased from 4% to 12%. So that in high school students, something on the cigarette usage has been cut in half, falling from 28% to 12%, but e-cigarette use has dramatically increased and increased in regularity, and now nearly 12% of high school kids and 3% of middle schoolers have tried e-cigarettes at least once, and 23% of high school students use some sort of tobacco product, including chewy tobaccos, cigars, or pipes, according to the CDC. So
and hookah,
this is
too, I think, is popular among high schoolers.
Say it again.
And hookah, too, I think, is a popular one among high schoolers.
In any case, the rising number of kids who use e-cigarettes and all other alternative tobacco products is indeed worrisome for all of us, because it implies that not only will there be more smoke and secondhand smoke, but in fact it will cost all of us more in paying for the smokers' health care costs and cause more chronic disease, hurting all of us in our effort to protect ourselves, that is, protect America from increased costs of chronic disease and the rationing that will come with that.
And it's kind of disheartening to see, because there was so much progress that was made for cigarettes, and I think that a lot of the younger kids now would never consider cigarettes, but unfortunately they look to e-cigarettes as being different, which we know that they're not really.
Well, they may be a little less hazardous, but they certainly have a bunch of hazard with them. The next story is an interesting one, because it's about... Do you know what the next story I'm going to talk about is, Bridge?
Exercise.
That's right. So what happens if you're a woman, as these 81 women who were healthy but sedentary were, and they started them on an exercise program? They gained weight, and you say, overall, they gained weight. And you say, why, if they're doing an exercise program, all of a sudden, did they gain weight? And the reason is that they started eating much more than they were exercising off. That is, they did the exercise, and they enjoyed it, but they gained as much as 10 pounds in this short period of time, 12 weeks. That's just 3 months. They had gained that weight because they, although they were on the treadmills, they were eating much more food and eating food that made them fatter. So the message is, if you're going to start an exercise program and the goal is to lose weight, don't start it with the ability to eat anything you want, because you will overeat, at least if you're based on these 81 women, which many of us follow.
Well, and I think that a second part that I just want to add is the importance of resistance training, because women in this study were only doing aerobic training, and they were walking for 30 minutes on the treadmill, and I think that the outcomes might have been a little bit different had there been resistance training incorporated into that. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree totally. Resistance training is important. How much do you need to do, Bridge, to get maximal health benefit?
2 times a week for 20 minutes.
2 times a week for 15 to 20 minutes, that's right. And you've got 14 major muscle groups. You want to get the 8 core ones strengthened if you can, and that only takes 15 to 20 minutes twice a week. Sonar, if you can connect to me via the web, I'll get the cues right. But I obviously have missed this cue. We've got 15 seconds left in this segment. So I do want to tell you that there are 3 components of physical activity, and we'll discuss them when we come back right after these important messages. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Did you know the body's natural collagen production slows at a rate of 1.5% per year after age of 25? Replenishing the body's collagen supply helps minimize fine lines and wrinkles and improves skin elasticity, builds and supports bone matrix, repairs connective tissue, improves circulation, and promotes wound healing. With the highest collagen dosage on the market, restore your youthful vitality with NeoCell, the number one collagen brand in the world and the leader in nutracosmetics. Visit NeoCell.com.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
People ask, what's our secret? How are we successful 70 years after my grandmother started our tea company? Hi, I'm Cindy Bigelow, president of Bigelow Tea, and the answer is simple. We take years to perfect each tea recipe, then carefully put each tea bag in the perfect protective pouch, so none of our special flavors escape and no air and moisture comes in. If you're going to take the time to craft the perfect recipe, you need to protect it. So next time you have a cup of Bigelow Tea, do me a favor. Open the foil pouch, smell that aroma. That's our secret.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, a great author, Jennifer Tyler Lee. She's been on most of the big cooking shows, Rachel Ray, etc. And this is a wonderful book, a wonderful synopsis, almost of all of her work, 52 New Food Challenges, a family cooking adventure for each week of the year with 150 recipes. And it really is a wonderful book and goes through a lot of recipes but especially what to do with your family. That's why I'm thrilled with it. It's a great book.
We were talking when we got interrupted
by the commercials, which is a necessary and wonderful interruption, about what to do if you are exercising but gaining weight. This is a study in the United States of 81 women who were exercising and gaining weight. And not all of them were exercising and gaining weight. They were healthy, sedentary. It was in Phoenix at Arizona State University. And they looked at the end of the 12 weeks of the program, and more than the fair share were fatter rather than thinner. And, in fact, some had gained as much as 10 pounds while they had increased exercise. And what they found is the women were just eating more. So if you start an exercise program or a walking program and you're gaining weight, the problem is exactly what you think. You're eating more calories and you're eating more. So very careful when you start to, and I believe that one of the keys is getting a buddy to help you and then writing down everything about the size and amount of food you're eating, because otherwise you can gain weight pretty darn easily, because a little bit of exercise does stimulate appetite. What do we mean by a little bit? Well, the three components of physical activity for you to be healthier are 10,000 steps a day, 10K a day, no excuses. Show some resistance for 15 minutes, two times a week. And then once you've mastered those for at least a month for both of them, then you add cardio. So the treadmill with high speeds and sweating in a cool room, which is also getting your heart rate above 80% of your age-adjusted max. That is, if you're sweating in a cool room, it's above 80% of your age-adjusted max. The goal for doing that is 20 minutes three times a week, but don't do that till you've mastered both weightlifting for 30 days, that is resistance exercise, moving a weight against gravity. That weight can be your body, and we've got a wonderful program on doing that, but either that or lifting weights or doing machines, etc., that are moving weights against gravity. That's all those machines that are Nautilus, etc., are. When you set up the weight, you're seeing what you're really doing is moving that against gravity. That's also what you do with free weights. Bridge, what's your thoughts on that?
I think that those are all great. I think that the 10,000 steps is extremely important, but that it's only going to get you so far. So I think that the resistance training was probably the component that was missing for the women in these studies. And they also were only working out 3 days a week. So you should be aiming for a minimum of 5 days per week.
Right. In fact, I think you 10K a day, every day, no excuses, is the thing. And that 10K breaks down insulin resistance. So 10K really is a key to do. And if you find you're gaining weight when you add exercise, you're probably gaining calories. It's one of the problems. If you're only doing the exercise 3 days a week and you're eating more 7 days a week, you're going to easily overeat compared to what your exercise is burning out. The next story I like is one about long-term shift work. You know, what shift work is, you are doing a evening work or night work, and then you do day work, you rotate it. And what long-term shift work does is it's linked to decreased brain function. So this was researchers in Sweden and France tracked the cognitive abilities of more than 3,000 people who were either working in a range of sectors or had retired at three points, 1996, 2001, and 2006, and they followed them for an average of about 7 years. But they talked to them about what they had done in shift work for their whole life. It turned out if you've done this, that is, done shift work for 10 years, you have the cognitive abilities of someone who is 6.5 years older. That is, shift work ages your brain as though you are 6.5 years older. Now, it's possible to regain it, they found. 5 years after these people had stopped doing it, they had regained most of their cognitive abilities, only their speed of thinking had slowed. So shift work is a long-term hazard to your brain, and you probably then, if you're going to do shift work, need to do the things that protect it. Most important, manage stress. That's 26 points out of 100 for your brain. And number two is to do aerobic exercise. That is, we talked about this before, doing cardio or doing exercise that gets you to sweat in a cold room or that is more than 80% of your age-adjusted maximum heart rate. Your age-adjusted maximum heart rate is 220 minus your age. So if you're 50, 220 minus 50 is 170. And you got to do 80% of that. So you take away 10% is 17. You take away another 10% or 17. So you've taken away 34 from 170, or you've got 136 beats per minute. And the other way of doing it is, obviously, if you're sweating in a cool room, that's the easier way of doing it. But that cardio increases your brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor, what we call miracle growth for your brain, so you increase your memory center, so that protects you. The other thing is some good foods, such as salmon or ocean trout, or if you can't get those or don't like those, DHA, 900 milligrams a day, makes you 6 years younger, so it absolutely contradicts or countermands the shift work in getting you younger.
And I think, can I add one thing?
Sure.
Brain puzzles that test your mind, you know, like the different word puzzles and those types of things that you have to do and really get you thinking. I think that we've talked about it on past shows, that they can really help to improve your memory.
To give you some quantitation of that, and so people don't overgo it. On a scale of 0 to 100, the brain puzzles are about a 4 out of 100. Managing stress, that is, being able to deep breathe or whatever you can do. There are 8 different techniques that we teach in Stress Free Now. You can get to that at clevelandclinic.org/wellness. Go to Stress Free Now. It's a program you can download. It goes through 8 different techniques. There is a charge for it, but it goes through 8 different techniques and gets you to practice them. If you learn one of those techniques and do it regularly, that's 26 points. Cardiovascular exercise is another 24 points. So that's 50 points out of 100 for your brain. Food choices around 14. So 64, all that you get from the best of the crossword puzzles and other puzzles are about a 4 out of 100. So you want to get as much as you can. As I said, coming up right at the bottom of the hour, 52 new food challenges with Jennifer Tyler Lee, a wonderful book, Crunch and Color, and What You Do for Your Children. I found that one of her recipes that she uses for broccoli, not for broccoli, for Brussels sprouts chips, is very similar to one we've published a while ago, too, on asparagus and roasting asparagus, tasting very much like the French fries. We'll be right back, coming back with Jennifer Tyler Lee. This is Dr. Mike for Bridget, myself.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalife Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalife Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalife Oasis product and all the great Prevalife products at Prevalife.com. Prevalef.com. to stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalief.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. This is so great.
Uh-huh. I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're talking with someone who's a mother of two, an author of the 52 New Foods Challenge, a family cooking adventure for each week of the year, the creator of award-winning series of healthy eating games, Crunch a Color. Her family cooking adventures have been featured by Michael Pollan, Jamie Oliver, Rachel Ray, Laura David, the Pottery Barn Kids, and Whole Foods. Featured blogger on the Huffington Post and a regular contributor to the James Beard award-winning magazine Edible. Her name, Jennifer Tyler Lee. Welcome to the program. 52newfoods.com is the way you can get the book, or you can go, of course, to our favorite Amazon and get it that way. Jennifer, why did you decide to create this set of books or this set of recipes, I guess, or this way of thinking about it as a challenge a week?
Yes. So first, thanks for having me on the show. It's great to be here. This problem started at my family table. And the challenge was, how is I going to get my kids to eat anything other than white pasta? So, and parents across the nation struggle with this same issue. It's immensely stressful, but it's also part of a much bigger problem, right? You know, we are in the middle of a massive health epidemic, And at the heart of it is nutrition. So what are we going to do to get our kids to eat real food? Because the conventional wisdom is not really working. Parents know what to do, but we're not doing it. Why is that, and what can we do to change it? The book is aimed squarely at solving that problem. So for me and my kids, and it turns out thousands of others, it's much more fun when you make it a game. So that's where I started, with a simple game and an easy-to-remember structure. Try one new food each week.
So one new food each week. And Wendy, do you do this in your own home? Do you find you do this at the same day every week? Is it a Saturday, a Sunday? Do you do it on a Wednesday? How do you organize this in your own home?
Yeah, it really is about habit change. And when you talk about habit change, it's important to, first of all, commit to doing something that you know you can do. So that day of the week is going to be different for each person, but also to make a decision which day it's going to be and then stick to it. So generally, Sundays were the day that were best for us, but that could be a different day at another person's family just based on what their family experience is. But I would encourage people to, you know, pick one day a week, and it's hard to commit to the whole year, right? So just start with one, and then you'll find, oh, now we do the next one and the next one, and next thing you know, maybe it's a month. And then you roll into the season. It's a baker's dozen. It's 13. So, but don't get overwhelmed with the whole year. Start with just one and pick a day when you know you can dedicate 30 minutes. That's all you have to do, 30 minutes once a week, and spend that time cooking. And ideally, it's cooking together with someone in your family, right? So if you're trying to change the way your kids eat, one of the most important things you can do is cook with your kids, not for your kids. But it's really hard to do that as a busy parent. So what I encourage people to do is set aside those 30 minutes once a week. You don't have to do it every day, just once a week. And then think about cooking like a craft activity. So in that 30 minutes, you're going to set up on your cooking project on a low-down kids' table or maybe the kitchen table and let the kids lead that recipe, because really what it's about is exploring and experimenting together, less about the perfect recipe at the end.
So one of these recipes that you have is one of my favorite recipes because it is something I started cooking too, but you have broccoli sprout chips. What are broccoli sprout chips? Do kids get scared by the fact it's broccoli?
I think you're meaning Brussels sprout chips.
It's actually Brussels sprout chips rather than broccoli
Brussels
chips.
Brussels sprout chips, yes. So this is our favorite family recipe right now, and it's so great as we're rolling into the holiday season. So where this recipe started was my daughter didn't like the flavor or the texture of Brussels sprouts when they were mushy in the center. But what she did like were the crispy chips on the outside edges when you roasted them. So we said, okay, let's follow your lead. If that's what you like, why don't we try and create an entire recipe featuring the crispy chips? So that's exactly what Brussels sprouts chips are. They are being heralded as the new kale chip. They taste like potato chips, only 500 times better. And they're so easy to make. All you do is cut off the end of the Brussels sprout, start to peel the leaves apart. They'll sort of naturally start to fall apart. And then toss them on the pan with some olive oil and kosher salt and roast them. It's that easy, and they are so delicious.
Now, do you put the... One of the things I did was in a bowl, I would use the Brussels sprout chips, if you will, the leaves, and I'd put the olive oil and the seasoning in the bowl, and then I'd put them on the roasting pan, or the baking pan, or the cookie pan, whatever you want to call it, and then cook them that way. I noticed you in the recipe, you put the olive oil right on the pan. Is that right?
I do, and I do that to save a step for myself, Because, so here's the other piece with all of this cooking. As a busy parent, as a busy person, wherever you can save a step, it helps. Because that's time in your bank. And so instead of tossing them in the bowl and then having and transferring them from the bowl to the bake sheet, which creates one more thing to wash, I just do it all straight in the pan, and it's faster and less cleanup.
Huh. Okay, well,
so a lot of the recipes in the book are designed that way because really it's about how do you find easy ways to get people cooking at home. Right, home cooking rates are at an all-time low. Nearly half of our meals are eaten outside of the home because most of the time it's just easier to pick up something else, right? But those things that we pick up are not healthy for us. And so a big part of changing what we eat, of eating more real food, is starting to commit to cooking at home. But you got to make it easy, right? And the rest in the book, there's 150 of them, and all of them, my filter was they need to be easy enough for a five-year-old to make. They need to be ingredients that you would normally find in your pantry, so nothing fancy, and something that is absolutely delicious with very little effort.
Now, let's go, when we come back, if we don't get enough time, I'm going to talk to you about a mathematical menu. What do you mean by a mathematical menu? Are you teaching kids math at the same time? And then we're also going to talk about one of my favorite type of foods. I have two favorite foods that you've got together, garlic and mushrooms. So we're going to talk about that as well, how you combine those two and you do it extremely well. So, Sonar, do we have enough time to talk about how much time do we have? 60. I don't know if we got enough time. Do you think we got enough time to talk about garlic mushroom toast, Jennifer?
Garlic mushroom toast, I like it. So the trick with garlic is when you roast it, it transforms its flavor. So it goes from really sharp to really mellow. And that's one of the keys to getting kids to enjoy garlic, right? And
so we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. We're unfortunately up against a hard break, so we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Garlic mushroom toast should be a regular in your house. It will be in mine. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. We hope you'll stay well with us and with Jennifer Tyler Lee in this great book, The 52 New Food Challenges. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can. Colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Royce, and we've been talking with, for the last few minutes, Jennifer Tyler Lee, creator of Crunch and Color, but the author of a wonderful new book. Wonderful because I believe it is exactly what America needs, the 52 New Foods Challenge. New Foods. To go to her website, www.52newfoods.com, and you can see one of my favorites, the Brussels sprouts recipe that we just talked about. It's a wonderful recipe to get your child to like Brussels sprouts. And if they don't, well, you can go to one of the other 150 recipes, actually, in the book. But there are 52 weeks of challenges how to get your children involved in healthy living or how to get your whole family. Have you tried this on a husband as well, Jennifer?
That's it. You know, several of the people who have taken on the 52 New Foods Challenge, it's not the children at the table that are causing the problem. Sometimes it's the spouse or the partner, right? So the reality is, when you look at the data, we all need to boost variety. So parents, adults, children, grandparents, all of us are not getting enough fruits and vegetables. So what do we do to make it easy for people eat their colors, to boost variety, and to get those healthy, colorful foods on the table? Trying them once a week, making a commitment to try one new food. And, you know, the other thing I would say, new doesn't have to mean some scary-looking vegetable from the produce aisle, right? New can be a favorite food prepared in a new way. So, for example, apple chips are a great way to do this, right? My kids love apples. I love apples, right, especially in the fall. And so one of the things that we have featured in the book are these delicious apple chips that are just simply baked. They're crispy, crunchy. There's nothing on them other than the apple, right? And they're so delicious. But it's important to just build that muscle of, I like to try things in new ways.
So do you recommend that people go to the grocery store and pick a new fruit or vegetable first and then go home and find a recipe? Or do you recommend it to be the opposite, find a recipe and then go get it?
Yeah, I definitely prefer if you go to the farmer's market or your grocery store and ideally let your kids pick which new food they'd like to try. So let them pick something that is in season that inspires them and then go home and pick a recipe. I mean, there are the foods in the book are organized by season, so it's super easy to then find a recipe that pairs up with it. You can do it the other way too. That's absolutely fine. But when you can let the seasons be your guide, it's a lot easier to change your perspective on food.
I totally agree with that, because you want to eat in season. It's less expensive as well. Now, talk about the garlic mushroom toast. I love garlic. I love mushrooms. How do we make this?
I do. I love garlic mushroom toast, too. So the trick with garlic is to mellow its flavor, and you do that by roasting. This was how I actually got my daughter to try garlic, because she would run from it like she would chopped onions, right? And so roasting it just completely transforms the flavor into this warm, inviting, buttery texture. And so what you do is you roast the garlic, the whole head, and then you squeeze out the bulb, and you've got this fantastic paste that you can combine it with a little bit of olive oil or butter, and then put it onto your toast, saute the mushrooms, sprinkle those on top, and you've got this fantastic, delicious homemade garlic bread that you can't get anywhere else. It's just so yummy.
And that is a trick. One of the things, you roast the garlic, even just putting the garlic using a knife and going in with the individual clove, you can spread it on the bread, and it tastes buttery, but it's healthy as opposed
That's
to butter.
It. Garlic is
mathematical
so good for
menu.
Us.
What do you mean by mathematical menu, Jennifer Tyler Lee, author right. of the 52 New Foods?
You're going to love this. Okay, the Fibonacci foods. So this series of foods was inspired by my son, who really likes math. And it turns out that there is this fantastic math pattern in nature. You can find it in nature. It is a growing pattern. So the numbers kind of build on themselves in this very predictable way. And you can find it in the world around you. So flowers display this growing pattern. And it turns out you can find the Fibonacci sequence in your food. So, for example, one of the easiest ways, when you slice open a persimmon or you slice open an apple, you will always find a Fibonacci number. With apples,
now,
it's 5.
Now, what's a Fibonacci number?
Eight.
There are many of us who don't understand, or you're talking to a lot of mathematical illiterates here.
So, I'm learning about this from my son as we go, and he's 8, so we can do it. All right, so here's how it works. It follows this pattern where the two previous numbers add together to next. So it goes 0, 1, 1, 2, 3. So the 1 plus the 2 gets a 3. The 2 plus the 3 gets a 5. The 3 plus the 5 gets an 8, and so on. So if you were to Google Fibonacci sequence, you would find the whole pattern of numbers. And those numbers appear in your food. So the 8 that's in the Fibonacci sequence is always inside the persimmon, the places where the seeds would be. Slice those open, you count them, there'll always be an 8. The same thing with an apple. You slice it open, you will always see a 5. And you can see it on things like a pineapple. This is where it gets really cool. If you count the spines on the spirals on a pineapple, if you turn it upside down, you know how you sort of see that spiral pattern, right? Mm-hmm. If you take your finger and run it down and count all those spines all the way around, you'll get a Fibonacci number going one way, and then you get the matching Fibonacci number when you go the other direction. I'm not kidding.
Wow. And what's the Fibonacci? Is the Fibonacci number for the pineapple always the same, or is it a different number each time?
With pineapples, you will start to see a different number each time. With persimmons, it's always an 8. With apples, it's always a 5. Brussels sprouts, if you cut those open, you'll also see, I'm blanking on which number it is, I think it's a 5. So some of them
will
always
be the same
number.
And I don't want people to get too hung up on this, but in other words, apples, artichokes, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, grapefruits, persimmons, and pineapple are
yes.
always Fibonacci numbers.
They are, and I think the reason why I add that in there is just because it's another fun way to explore food together.
And this is a book by the 52 New Foods Challenge, 52newfoods.com. Jennifer Tyler Lee, wonderful book, interesting approach, and wonderful approach for getting your kids and family involved. We'll be right back if you get the second hour. If you don't, you can always go to RadioMD.com and get us in archive form or live. The 52 New Foods Challenge, this is...
Did you know the body's natural collagen production slows at a rate of 1.5% per year after age of 25? Replenishing the body's collagen supply helps minimize fine lines and wrinkles and improves skin elasticity, builds and supports bone matrix, repairs connective tissue, improves circulation, and promotes wound healing. With the highest collagen dosage on the market, restore your youthful vitality with NeoCell, the number one collagen brand in the world and the leader in nutracosmetics. Visit NeoCell.com.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today,